WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Jay Carter here, and welcome back to Tap Out of Overstimulation. Ever feel like your mind's a runaway train, barreling through thoughts at warp speed? You know that feeling when you can't seem to switch off, even when you're trying to relax? Well, buckle up, because today we're diving headfirst into the art of quieting that inner chatter and finding some much-needed peace. Because, let's face it, in this crazy world, our minds are constantly bombarded with information, deadlines, anxieties. It's like living inside a never-ending news cycle. But here's the thing. You don't have to be a Zen master or live on a mountaintop to find some mental quiet. There are some seriously practical strategies you can use right now, even if you only have 5 minutes to spare. So, what are these magic bullets for a calmer mind? Let me share 5 key takeaways that I've picked up along the way. First up, conscious breathing. Seriously, it sounds so simple, but taking just a few deep breaths can work wonders. It's like hitting the reset button on your nervous system. Inhale slowly through your nose, hold for a beat, and exhale slowly through your mouth. Repeat this a few times and watch those racing thoughts start to slow down. Think of it as a mini vacation for your brain. Next up, mindfulness. This doesn't mean you have to sit cross-legged and chant mantras, though if that works for you, go for it. Mindfulness is simply about paying attention to the present moment without judgment. When you catch yourself drifting into worry about the future or dwelling on the past, gently bring your focus back to what's happening right now, the feel of your feet on the ground, the sound of your breath, even the taste of your coffee. It's like training your brain to be more present and less reactive. Now, let's talk about digital detox. Ever notice how you feel after scrolling through social media for an hour? Maybe a little drained, a bit anxious, or just plain restless. That's because all that stimulation can really mess with our mental state. So, try setting aside some time each day, even just 30 minutes, to unplug from your devices and engage in something offline. Go for a walk, read a book, have a conversation with someone you love. You'll be surprised how much more relaxed and focused you feel. Another powerful tool is movement. Get that body moving. Exercise releases endorphins, which have mood-boosting effects, helps reduce stress, and can even improve sleep. It doesn't have to be anything intense. A brisk walk, some yoga, dancing around your living room, anything that gets your blood flowing and clears your head. And lastly, don't forget about sleep. This is the ultimate reset button for your mind and body. Aim for 7-8 hours of quality sleep every night. Create a relaxing bedtime routine. Dim the lights, read a book, take a warm bath, and avoid screen time for at least an hour before bed. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're feeling overwhelmed by work deadlines and personal commitments. Your mind is racing with to-do lists and anxieties. Suddenly, you remember the power of conscious breathing. You take a few deep breaths, focusing on the rise and fall of your chest. As you exhale, you feel tension melting away. Then you grab your headphones and put on some calming music. The rhythm helps to soothe your nervous system, and you start to feel a sense of peace wash over you. You're not just surviving, you're thriving. You've tapped into that inner calm, and now you can tackle whatever challenges come your way with clarity and focus. Remember, folks, quieting your mind isn't about becoming a monk or shutting yourself away from the world. It's about creating space for peace and stillness amidst the chaos. It's about finding those moments of quiet joy that nourish your soul. So, take these takeaways to heart. Start with one small step today. Maybe it's practicing conscious breathing during your lunch break or taking a short walk in nature after work. The key is consistency. The more you practice these techniques, the easier it becomes to quiet your mind and find that inner peace. Don't forget to share your thoughts and experiences with me on social media. I want to hear how you're tapping out of overstimulation and finding your calm. Until next time, stay cool, stay mindful, and keep those minds quiet.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.